This is Clark MacArthur, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
From Studio 65, surrounded by melting snow and landmines from irresponsible pet owners, welcome to Season 5, Episode 15 of the Sens Call-Ups for Sunday, April 9th, 2017. The Senators have been stumbling and falling a little bit. They were beset by injuries and quite possibly fatigue from the grueling end of the schedule. But we anticipated that struggle, and the bottom line is this. We're in the playoffs, we have home ice for at least the first round, and most importantly, the Leafs suck. Boys, how's your stress level?
Now, a little bit better. My anxiety was quite high after
what yesterday. The difference a week makes.
Yes, indeed.
And some wins.
Yeah. And some timely play by other teams to arrange things. Yes, indeed. So yeah. Feeling a little better? That was the sound sound of a Rickers Rattler. We also have a, what the hell is that?
Orange Weiss?
An Orange Weiss, and I have a
Sleeman's.
I'm drinking Sleeman's cream ale, but there'll just be a bunch of Sleeman's
from
products.
From like 2 seasons ago, too.
And Stella. No, I brought these earlier.
Oh, really?
I brought these. I think
okay,
in December.
Okay, because I know we had some from a while ago.
No, I brought these in December. I think.
I'll be good.
They're a little bit old. I'll drink them all tonight.
Nice to refresh. Yeah.
I'll drink them all tonight. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of a long, stressful day to you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a day for me, so I'll be having lots. You'll be hearing from me a few times tonight. It'll be good.
That was actually him making that sound with his voice and not an actual bottle. That's quite impressive.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
I can do cans, too. Yeah, that beer fridge is going to need a refresh soon, so donate to the show.
Yeah, we've had some donations.
We have.
Come on, donators!
We'll get to those in a bit, but stress levels, a little better?
A little better right now. I had a little bit of fun on Twitter.
We're a little happier than the last time we were sitting in front of these microphones.
No kidding.
I'm also not nearly as delirious, because last time I was here, I had gone through a full work day on 90 minutes of sleep, so I was a mess and not making a lot of sense.
Which is why Colonel said that it would be okay to lose to the Leafs.
I don't remember saying that.
But you said it. Oh, you did.
Okay, I was. It's not something I would normally say. So.
I think what you meant was it doesn't impact my life if we lose to the Leafs.
Probably something like that. I have to go back and listen to it.
But it was just boy.
I was tired. Well, 90 minutes of sleep doesn't really.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Well, that's one among many,
I would assume. It's reasonable. It's reasonable.
I had a reason for it, but it's still kind of dumb. I'll give you that.
Yeah, nothing smells more like playoffs than the dog poop melting.
There you go. Yeah. Landmines. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
You like that one. Okay. I've been struggling a bit of late, but I came up with that one. let's get going, but in just a second. Quick housekeeping blurb. Yep. Email address, as always, is podcast@senscallups.com. We have the forums. There will be, I don't know if, I haven't actually asked CB Inc. if he's going to have a playoffs.
Yep, he started it.
Has he? Okay.
Read the forums.
I did yesterday. I just haven't today. so there'll be a playoff pool for everybody who get in on that. I mean, if you haven't been in the regular season one, fine. This is the playoffs.
And it's
get in there.
Pick a player pool, so it's a different one.
Oh, a little bit of a different format. So check out the forums at senscallups.com. There's also threads about beer and bacon and general news and everything else, so get in there.
I was going to pan face the Sportsnet jerk.
All right. you can also send in your thoughts to us via the waiver wire sponsored by Versature, which is 1-844-SCU-6565. And please, a little quick reminder, please leave a review for whatever your source and whatever source or product you use to get this podcast, whether it's iTunes, TunedIn, Stitcher, leave a little review. Even if just give us 5 stars and don't type any words, that's fine. But always looking for a bit of review.
I think you can use a Carlson one.
Sure. There you go. All right. Yeah, it's been an interesting afternoon on Twitter. We'll talk about that in a bit. But we have a bunch of games to get through first, and then we can talk playoffs. Let's go.
Game on!
We have some games to get through. Some of these will be pretty quick reviews because this is going back a bit.
And who really wants to dissect all these games?
Exactly. So some of these will be pretty quick. Game 76. This was the Senators were in Minnesota. It was a 5-1 loss.
Was this the first game without Carlson?
This was the game that was on while we were last recording. Yeah, so Carlson was not playing in this. The team wasn't in it in the first period or any of the other ones. It was a 5-1 loss.
And the Wild came in with an 0-10 in the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a bad game. It was a bad game, and let's just move on from that.
Well, this showed a lot in regard. Well, a bunch of these kind of showed things in regard to the importance of Carlson.
Yep. Well,
who would have thunk it, eh? He's an important player.
Ooh. Well, so I guess we can talk about this now. The thing about Carlson is, like, yeah, you know, he's good, but because he's been running or he's been playing for the last 3-4 years straight now,
yep.
4 years probably, you don't know what it's kind of like the grass is greener analysis, where you don't know what you got until you don't have it.
Exactly.
And that's really how I felt about that. Colonel's running upstairs because he has opened his sleeman and he doesn't want it to explode.
Oh, yeah, the paint mixer syndrome.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know, he forgot the bottle opener here, though, so we'll see. But, sorry.
And Carlson was not back for the next game, which was Jets, Winnipeg, the game we went to.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your thoughts?
So Winnipeg was a better city. Okay, this guy's an idiot.
You got to put your phone down.
Yeah, I'm just going to go inside.
Panda's in a Twitter war with a Sportsnet guy.
With a Sportsnet guy. It's like, I don't represent Sportsnet. Like, you say that you're a Sportsnet analytics guy. So, yes, you do. This is how people get fired from their jobs.
Then you should take that off your Twitter profile if you don't represent Sportsnet. If it's not an official one, take it off.
TSN is better.
Sorry, need another beer. So we were talking about...
We moved past Carlson.
Okay.
We moved to Winnipeg.
We moved past Carlson.
Really? We moved on already?
So Winnipeg, which Canuck and I went to.
Yes.
The city was better than I expected.
Not a bad really? City.
No, yeah.
Don't go there in June when the mosquito problem is going on.
Agreed. This was a perfect time to go.
Yeah.
Because really, their snow was gone.
And it hadn't started to flood yet.
Correct.
So, all good.
Which is funny. It's like... Well, we just have drainage, well, not even drainage ditches. We just have ditches that fill up with water.
Yes. Well, they also have the big one around the city.
Yeah. It's like, well, no wonder they get so many mosquitoes, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all stagnant water. But no, special delivery brought us around, and it was a lot of fun. We got to do an escape room, because of course we did.
Because that's what you guys do in every city you go to, pretty much.
Seems to be. Probably one of the better ones we've done,
too. That one was incredible.
Yeah? You had fun?
That was a lot of fun. And just like when you're looking at the clues and then we enter into another room, I'm like, oh, this is what this is. I'm like, yeah, these guys are grad students.
We just flew through them.
We honestly did.
So you were good at them.
It was a very good team.
There was no lag. Anytime someone wasn't sure, someone behind you just picked it right up and ran with it so fast that you're like, whoa.
Okay.
We flew through that thing.
Excellent. So you had fun. Good.
Yep.
Yeah. And how was the game experience? How was the arena?
Now, I actually quite like the arena.
I know it's small, but overall. Yeah.
The nice part is, and granted, we're staying in the hotels downtown, they have a skywalk.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess you've been to Winnipeg before.
Yes. I've been to Winnipeg, but at the time, the Jets weren't there.
Right. Still, I think the MTS has been there for a long, long time now. But so they have a skywalk, and from our hotel to get into the arena, we did not have to go outside.
That's always nice.
Which, especially in the city, like Winnipeg, and I believe Calgary does the same thing. That a lot of their downtown stuff is all connected.
Yeah.
Arena's an AHL arena.
Well, it's a large AHL arena, but it was a nice one.
It's a very, very big AHL arena.
Yeah.
Or a small NHL arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the size of the old Montreal Forum before its last expansion. About 16, mm-hmm. Well, because it was 16-something. And the MTS Center is 15.6, I think.
Oh, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I sat next to some Jets fans and I talked to them. Like, we should probably explain that there was actually a little group of Sens fans around us.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, the ones behind us were just idiots.
Oh.
A lot of the ones that we, like, because we walked in, there was one guy who we were just like, let him pass us.
Oh, yes. There was one guy who...
passed us. We did not want to be associated with him at all.
Okay.
Of course, he had a scarf on, too, but...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He was just like, oh.
No. We go to away arenas to get away from people like you, and you're here. Isn't that great?
Again, it's your one game of the year.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah.
But
that's like, that when we say that there's bad, like, Leaf fans, it's
yeah,
it's
they're bad fans.
He had the signs that say "Sens fan till I die," and I thought, you know, that might be tonight. The way you're going on,
that might be arrangeable, dude. Yeah,
because Winnipeg is known to be rough on visiting fans too.
I've not been to a game in Winnipeg, but I've been to a Winnipeg game here, and the Winnipeg fans here were awesome. That was one of the most fun games I have ever been to when it came to interacting with other fans.
I enjoyed the guy
that
I sat next to.
The day that I crashed my car.
I wasn't sitting with you.
No.
I don't think.
Never made it to the game.
Oh. But it was a lot. I went to a Winnipeg game, I think it was 2 years ago, and they were a blast because we were having intelligent hockey conversations all through the game.
Yeah, that was the case the guy sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And how I warmed it up is I kind of said, so you think Patrick Laine has a shot at the rookie? And he realized that, oh, you know, I'm willing to talk about his team. So he opened up and we were chatting the whole time and it was fine.
And with that too, and one of my main goals of the podcast too was, yes, we're Senators fans, but we're also objective.
Well, we're hockey fans. We're Senators fans, but we're also hockey fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you probably say Sens fan. No, I didn't actually say hockey fan first, Sens fan.
I'd say I'm hockey fan first. And I mean, the NHL club, which is the focus of this, is the Senators. But I'm a fan of hockey, period.
Yeah.
I could really care what grade of hockey it is as long as I'm being entertained.
Right. So, but no, it's like we had a fun time. But yeah, those guys behind us were just.
Oh, that's
all bad. Game and swearing. And
swearing
one of the guys
the
told them, like, they were probably drunk. It's the 18 to 20 year old, not maybe not 18, but 20 to 25 year olds, which, like, they are what they are. But,
well,
just all game. And you're wearing the Sens jersey, but you're just dumping on the Sens all game.
Yeah, that's
hey, foo foo, go, you cave man. Like, every time Fanuffin touch a puck.
Wow.
And it's. They were probably the worst road fans I've ever seen.
Dude, grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Yeah. Like, remember in doubt, because I used to be going to the games with the kids and really toned me down. But I would just talk throughout the game and do my own little joke commentary. And remember when we were in Dallas.
The guy behind you is doing that too.
Yeah, we're the point that I think it was Sylvie thought it was me doing both of them. Call him Dallas Pan. So, like, but we got to interact together, have fun on it.
Oh, for sure.
You downplay your own team. And, like, that's how you have fun. I know Moeller Doctor, when he goes to Montreal, and granted, he's a dentist, so the hygienists do all the work for him.
Oh, ouch.
But all he does is generate all the money and keep it for himself, as dentists do. But with that, when he sits down at the game and he does a smart thing, is he sits down in Montreal wearing his Sens jersey. He goes, two beers for you and two beers for you. Just giving them to the people that sit next to him.
That's clever. I've like, never had a...
I'm going to make peace.
Now, I have, to be true to truth, I haven't been to a game in the Montreal Forum in 20 some odd years. Mm-hmm. So I've never actually been to a Senators game in the Montreal Forum.
And now that there's a rivalry, it's different.
Well, you see, the last time I was actually at a Montreal game was in the old Montreal Forum.
Yeah.
And I went down with a bunch of friends from university. And because we were in university at the time, big surprise. And it was kind of a thank you from Molson, I guess it was. I don't think it was Labatt. That one was a Molson trip. And we went down and we were sitting up in the Blues in the Montreal Forum, which is the equivalent of the 300s. And there was a lot of drinking on the bus on the way down. There's a lot of drinking in the stands. So some of the people who I was traveling with, because there was a crowd of about 50 of us, were quite loud and quite obnoxious. And there was a wonder that some of them didn't cause trouble. I won't actually repeat some of the things that they said because it's inappropriate. But there was one particular comment that we were all just sort of going, we don't know you. You just put that out there because you're being a jerk from Southern Ontario and making comments about Montreal and you're on your own. Fortunately, nobody heard that. I mean, it was funny in retrospect, but not now. But I've never had a problem. I've been to several games in Montreal. I've never had a problem. Now, I haven't been a fan of the opposing team. I've just been a fan in the stands. So I don't know if that makes a big difference.
Makes a difference.
I suppose. I couldn't tell you who Montreal was playing in several of the games. But the first game I ever went to was in the Montreal Forum, and I was in the Montreal Forum had a row of the grass.
Probably in black and white.
Thank you for that. the way the building was designed, they had a row of seats at the glass, and then they had an aisle, like a walkway.
At the front.
At the very front. So there was the seats at the glass, and there was an aisle right there, and then the seats went up from there. And okay. I was in the first row behind that.
Oh.
And we were right behind the goal, and I actually saw Guy Lafleur and Wayne Gretzky on the ice at the same time.
Nice.
Lafleur with a smoke in his
probably. But I mean, I was probably 11 or 12. Like, there will never be, unless I'm at a game where Ottawa wins the Stanley Cup, there will never be a greater hockey memory. I'm sorry, it's better than the Daniel Alfredson retirement ceremony, because I was 12 and this was, you know, two of the greatest hockey players. One, I was a Montreal Canadiens fan. And two, it's Wayne Gretzky.
Big moments.
Exactly.
And these define your fandom.
Exactly. Absolutely. We're going to get back to the Jets game now? I just realized we are so off topic.
We never do that.
At least we're talking about hockey this time. Jeez.
We lost the Jets game.
Yes, but we were also without 3-5 and 65.
Yep.
Well, according to the Sportsnet guy,
and we lost CC at this game.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we lost CC at this game.
And this was pretty much the low point,
I think. Yes. Well, it was...
We were, I was definitely sky is falling a little bit podcast.
Well, I was going to say the last podcast, you certainly
were. And this is one game after it, we lost another one.
Because this is two additional losses now.
Oh.
No, this is.
You banged it down.
This is self-inflicted. It's okay. See? Control.
Oh, there you go.
It's close.
Almost had
not a foam over. We're good.
So it's another two losses and now CeCe, of which I will admit was playing tremendously better.
Was playing quite well.
This his absence and coming back, I have a new outlook on CC.
Yeah.
You really notice what he does now.
He seesaws a lot though. And CC.
CC seesaws?
CC seesaws.
By the seashore? What the hell?
Not like anyway. He plays great or sometimes he struggles.
He's streaky.
Well, the next game.
But again, he's 20.
I will say this about Winnipeg. And you know, we've learned when we go travel to a city like this on one of these trips, not to put all your eggs in the hockey basket.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, you lose a game like this and the trip will feel miserable, right?
Yeah. Freaking Florida.
Did you make it to the museum?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And that was phenomenal.
That's an excellent museum. Yeah. Museum of Canadian Human Rights.
It's a very, very good one.
It's a powerful one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
Excellent.
Very well done. Yeah.
It's computer.
Wow. Moving on. Okay, so while you
do
that.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay, while you do that.
So we went into the back and back of the Red Wings.
Yes, game number 78. This was...
And the feeling was we had to walk away of probably about three of the possible four points.
We really needed to get 3 out of 4 points to right the ship, to the calm the panic button feeling, you know.
Yep.
We should get 4, but at least 3 of 4, exactly. Excuse me. Now, Ben Harper was called up to fill out our depleted blue liners because by this point we were missing 3, 5, and 65. The Sunday was a travel day with no practice, and there was a game day skate on Monday ahead of the game because the games were Monday and Tuesday. And Monday evening at 5:30, Eric Carlson walked into the room, and the team didn't know until they had walked into the room about 30 minutes earlier and seen his sweater in a stall.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Now, did we sign Colin Waite at this point? Yes. He was in this game.
It was right after the Jets game.
That's right.
Which, especially with, because they played piss poor in the last two games, it's like, okay, well, Colin Waite is coming in. Just give them a boost of some sort.
Try something. Eric, I admit, sorry, I forgot to write down who scored the first goal, but Eric Carlson scored the second one. The Sens, by the time they were in the third period, the Sens were down by 2, and everyone was going, okay, here we go again. Panic was rising on this one.
Yep.
Until Turris scored to make it 4-3, and then Turris won a face-off back to Claesson. I swear that was a set play, and that was a howitzer. I'm sure he put a hole in somebody to get... Holy smokes, that was a shot. And tied the game at 4. Now, Bobby Ryan missed the last 10 minutes of regulation, overtime, and the shootout. We're going, what's going on with Bobby Ryan? The overtime of this game. This overtime period.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
Five alarm bell saves at both end of the ice. One followed by the next, followed by the next, followed by the next.
It was insane.
Well, commentators on TSN the next day were saying that was the best three-on-three overtime we have seen in the league all year. And yeah. It was certainly the most entertaining one I've been witness to.
So let's decide it with a shootout.
So yeah, we go to a skills competition. It goes to the seventh round. It was a rookie from Detroit whose name I didn't write down. He was playing in his first NHL game, the same as Colin White was playing in his first NHL game. So they're the two last people to play their first NHL game in the Joe Louis Arena. So I didn't write down who the rookie for Detroit was who scored, and then the coach said, well, okay, their rookie scored. Hey, Colin, go try. And he missed the net. It's a skills competition. I don't really care.
Whatever.
Yeah, we got a point.
It's a shootout.
Well, points are important.
We got a point.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get two, but whatever. Moving on. Game 79. The next night, the rematch here in Ottawa. So Erik Karlsson had showed up for the team the night before and said, hey, I'm playing. So everyone was starting.
It's another boost.
Good mood. This is great. That's awesome. Team showed up at 4:30 in the afternoon, walked into the Ottawa Senators dressing room, and they looked up on the board to see who was playing with who and whose name was on the board but Clark MacArthur. And then there was a hastily called news conference at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
And Pierre Dorion announced, so-and-so is out, and so-and-so is out, and so-and-so is out. Oh, yes, and by the way, Clark MacArthur's playing.
And White was out.
Drops Mike.
Another boost.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Huge boost. Huge boost to the team because he's obviously very well-liked. Very, very well-liked by his teammates. Judging by the post-game interviews, everyone was effusive, there's an excellent word, with how pleased they were that he was back and that he was not just that he was back, but he was back and playing and being part of everything that was going on and played quite well. First game back, started to fade a little bit in the third period. Fair enough. I don't have a problem with that. There was a presentation of a painting for Craig Anderson's 500th game before this game.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dion Phaneuf's 900th game.
Yep.
This particular game.
Carlson stole the...
And this...
the spotlight on, which is fucking on, just hilarious.
This game was the first time that Clark MacArthur and Dion Phaneuf, who are very good friends, have played together since Game 5 against Boston in 2015.
Amazing.
Ryan for Kessel.
Wild.
Let's get him here, too.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Erik Karlsson...
No, we lost 5-1 to them.
Now, in this game, Erik Karlsson scored in the first period from an absolutely impossible angle.
Yep. That turned to be a set play because he did that two games in a row.
And the score... Like the app for the TV channel, The Score, actually put out a highlight of this saying, you have to see this. Like, Toronto media is paying attention to Erik Karlsson? What's going on? This never happens. Pyatt scored to make it 2-0. And then in the third period, Erik Karlsson had a bit of a bounce-off, spin-off, something going on in the corner with Helm and goes to the room limping. Comes back to the bench and is joking with Condon a few minutes later. Doesn't take a shift for the rest of the game, but is just sitting there sort of being a door operator.
And coaching.
And cheerleading, yes.
It was the fifth shutout. Well,
he was yelling at Clayson and stuff like that too.
Yep.
Fifth shutout of the year for Anderson and a win. Shutout. We go from loss, shootout loss.
Yep.
Shutout win.
Ties the team record in shutouts for a season.
Oh. With five?
10. Because Condon's got 5.
Oh, incredibly, overall. Overall, yeah. Okay.
Which I think was a year that Tugnutt had like a 1.76 goals against or something like that.
Well, just astonishing.
And because of that win, it set up the most important game of the year.
Number 80.
It was.
Yes, but just before that game, there was a little, I have a little note in my notes, that between that game and game number 80, which was the game in Boston... something which we didn't actually notice at the time, at least I didn't, and I had to go back and find it afterwards, Marcus Hogberg was signed on March 30th to a 2-year entry deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of between those two games. So game number 80. The Senators were in Boston. This is the most important game of the year.
One point gets you a clinch.
Yeah, because Boston is technically already in the playoffs, and we're not, even though we're ahead of them based on games played.
Now, this wasn't a clinch game.
Yep, no, you need a point to clinch.
This is
a clinch game.
Did we not? We needed the Rangers game.
Nope.
This was the clinch game.
Oh, sorry. Yes, and we needed for home.
Rangers, we needed for home ice.
Correct.
Chris Nail was the first skater on the ice for the game day skate and had come off the IR earlier in the week. And everyone, of course, immediately the media's going, so is that who's coming in tonight? I mean, it had been Erik Karlsson's surprise comeback, Clark MacArthur's surprise comeback. Who's going to be the surprise comeback for tonight?
Nope.
Nope, that was Cody Ceci, actually. Cody Ceci surprised everybody by being back in the lineup for this game tonight. The Bruins scored first. Burroughs scored to tie the evening, to even the game. At the end of regulation, it was a tie. Point!
And that's
point.
Where...
point means playoff berth.
Yep. Yeah.
Daniel Alfredson's patting Pierre Dorion on the back.
It's okay.
Fist
it's
bumps right. on the bench. Did you it's remember right. seeing that?
Yep. Yeah.
And then Turris scored in the shootout while Anderson stopped all three for the second point. 2 points. Another win.
We're in.
Thank God.
This is good. Game 81. This was just a couple of days ago. Was it today? Today's
Saturday.
Sunday,
so. It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Wow, I have no sense of time. That's really bad.
So welcome to the
club. And it boiled down to if you win, you get home ice.
Home ice, exactly. The final home game of the season. It was a 12:30 start at home.
Yep.
We're used to these, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock starts somewhere else. But
so
here.
In rolls a Hartford Wolfpack.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't write down who got the first goal of the game. The second game was Brassard. The third goal was Jean-Gabriel Pageau.
Hoffman got the first one.
Hoffman, there you go. Thank you, yes. And Mika Zibanejad scored at 19:15 of the third period to break up the shutout. But it doesn't matter. Sens win 3-1. And that secures home ice for the playoffs. Yay.
Our goal differential was brought up to 0, but today put it down to -2.
I thought it was +1 yesterday.
No.
Oh?
So no, it would have been +1, but then
Zibanejad scored.
Okay, so it's 0. And then it's down to -2 because the Senators, actually the Binghamton Senators.
Kind of. Half
Binghamton, half Ottawa. Good, you know, good.
There's nothing compared to today.
And it's Belleville now.
Oh, no, we're talking about 82. Yeah. Well, Belleville next season. We're still, they're still Binghamton. Today, the Senators were in Brooklyn playing the Islanders 4-2. Some of them, yeah, exactly. That's why I was saying Binghamton. It was a bit of a meaningless game. Bobby Ryan scored. Thank God.
Yeah. Good for him. It was a nice goal, too.
So there we go. So the team is in the playoffs. We have... home ice advantage for at least the first round.
And we know our opponent now.
And we know our opponent is the Boston Bruins, who we swept in 4 games during the regular season.
Correct.
Hoorah! Now, before we start talking about that, did you expect this at the beginning of the season?
Playoff spot?
With a playoff spot with home ice advantage in the first round.
I pictured us fighting for the wild card.
I believe that's what I said, too.
No, I think I said... battle for third spot.
I think you said third spot. I think you and I were both going wild card if we're...
And realistically, looking. We almost were.
Well, it was very tight.
I mean, there's a very
it's,
small...
It's so
it was tight.
Like, Stamkos was okay.
Yeah, Tampa and Islanders ran the table at the end. Like, we had to win.
Yeah.
Standings.
Yeah.
Hold on here.
We were 98.
Tampa and the Islanders lost it by 1 point.
Yeah, they missed it.
And Toronto at eighth position was 96 or 95?
Yeah, we missed 100 by... 95. If we'd won today, we would have been 100
points. We were 98 in second place, eighth place. I mean, the final wild card was 95, 3 points away. Yeah, that's crazy. Tight. That's tight.
Very
it's,
tight.
It's real tight, as she said.
Easy now.
But really, I expected the Florida teams in. I can't remember if I had Tampa.
Well, when you look at how many teams made the playoffs this year that did not... last year. There's such a big swing.
Toronto?
Five Canadian teams
instead of 0.
Instead of none.
That's a difference there.
Yeah, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. And it's just insane.
Yeah, I feel real bad for Jerome McGinley.
Where do you go to?
LA.
Oops. Anyway. You, in talking about playoffs.
It's so accusatory when you do that.
No. I actually wanted to bring something up. So we're playing Boston.
Yep.
I'm actually quite pleased with that.
I don't know what to think.
I'd rather play Boston than Toronto. Mostly for a couple of reasons.
For my health.
No, I'd rather play them because I think we have a good chance against either one of them, to be completely honest.
That's why we're higher on points and at home ice.
I would rather play Boston because it means we don't have a invasion of cockroaches in our building.
Well, they're going to be Boston
fans. I won't be
fans.
There.
They're going to be Boston fans.
Yeah, but you
there
watch
won't
it
be nearly
TV
as many. There won't be nearly as many.
There won't be nearly as many as Toronto.
No.
No way in hell. There'll be some.
But there'll be a lot.
There'll be some. There'll be a lot. But they're not Leafers.
The season ticket holders bought up all the tickets.
And we don't have the rivalry with them yet. I'm pretty sure we're going to be cursing Brad Marchand the next time we record.
Jean-Gabriel Pajot's got it covered.
I was going to say...
And if he doesn't, Burrows will get right
Burrows is probably looking for redemption against the Bruins.
Could be. Quite frankly, if Pajot can handle... Marchand's not a center.
Yes.
No, Bergeron is.
Ooh. Bergeron. I was going to say it'll be JGP on Bergeron then.
Well, just put Smith on his line.
And yeah, that's fine. No, but I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Bergeron being as frustrated as Ovi and Crosby, especially Ovi at the game that you and I went to. That
right, was brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, he was so, JGP was so good that night. And, so good.
And just the way that things are, a little bit of a tinfoil moment. Pajot versus Austin Matthews, they keep giving Pajot interference calls. I can guarantee you that. Because he's on you. And Matthews may not know how to work around an NHL player as well as a Swedish league player.
Well, that just means that...
most of the time, he'll just beat you with foot speed.
Pajot's
pretty fast, right? Yeah.
And what he does, if he's not absolutely fast, he's quick. Two different things. Like, he's very maneuverable and he's very quick. Like, he's shifty.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that, but we'll worry about that one later. I'm fine with our opponent. I honestly am.
Game one, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Is it Wednesday? Okay.
Wednesday night.
So, with that, a couple of ways that I kind of feel towards it. Against Toronto, one, you get the cockroaches and the media bias and all of that stuff, even though some people may not represent Sportsnet, even though they say so in their bio. So that just as someone who has to, first off, that should sell the most tickets because you don't have to listen to a Sportsnet broadcast. And that's definitely worth $300 for the ticket.
I'd say so. If I don't have to listen to Rogers Sportsnet, that's a bonus.
Regardless of that.
Thank you, Dean and Gord. Thank you for being Dean and Gord.
Yes.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
And regardless of that, we have to watch the road games.
Oh, yeah.
So that just irritates the hell out of us. And the whole, this is our house. I know that some people, granted, they didn't do very well on their tickets, but there'd be an Anderson goalie chant if we're playing the Leafs.
Anderson with an E. Anderson.
Let's try something more
not
original.
Not that one.
Let's try something
this
more original.
This is our house. And that would backfire hard.
Yeah. Let's try something hard. More original. Yeah. Let's try something better. Yeah,
I'm sure we can talk about that too. But with that, Toronto has the number two power play in the league.
Hey, RSU, try Leafs, you suck. Let's go with that.
Oh, I sent you. Did you read that screen grab that I sent you?
Probably. But I don't remember it. So anyway.
The RSU lost it. You lost their access and they sold to general.
312 is just an open section now.
Because they only sold about 60 tickets.
Sweet. Moving on.
My computer died again.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, so Toronto has a number two power play. Catchy. Our penalty kill is awful.
Yes.
Right now, at least.
Power play is hot garbage.
Toronto is very offensive. They're very fast. But they're horrible defensively.
And?
Defense wins championships.
And? Their power play is ranked very good. Our penalty kill is not very good. Granted. However, Ottawa is ranked, depending on which site you look at, either 9th or 10th in goals against per game in the league.
Yes, but also we don't score.
We don't score, but we don't give up a lot of goals. Our penalty kill isn't very good, but we don't give up a lot of goals.
Yeah. So that's where there was a big question mark is, are we just going to get, because a guy like Austin Matthews, you give him an opening, he's done and he's gone.
Well, that's what we have players to not give him an opening for.
Four times.
Austin Matthews scored 10% of his goals against the Ottawa Senators.
In the first game of the year.
Before
they couldn't play the system very well.
And now
there's
tape on him and his four moves.
And we also have the system, system. The system is now fully implemented. It's not game one of the season.
And also, we won that game.
Exactly. He scored four goals and they still couldn't win. How bad is your team when one player can score four goals and you cannot win the game?
Credit where credit's due.
Whatever.
But that's my thing with Toronto. Boston. With Boston, we swept them in the season.
Doesn't mean anything.
I have learned not to brag about that after the last Montreal series.
Yes.
Even though there were three overtime games and we lost the last game 1-1.
Yes.
I will not get over that. Boston is a much slower team.
You should stop turning red. Your blood.
They are much. Actually, I am quite red. I went outside for the first time in four. But Boston is a slow team. They are an old team.
And their defense is getting old too.
And Krug is out, and there's another guy that's out. It's a younger. I can't remember his name.
I heard the name. I can't remember.
So they're missing two big pieces on their defense. Yep. But they're a team of champions.
Well, they.
They're a team of champions.
They have some left.
Yes. You can't.
They have experience.
You cannot discount that experience.
They have experience.
No. Marchand has had a tremendous year. Patrice Bergeron is Patrice Bergeron.
Oh, they have some very good players. And
Tukarask is a very good player. Is a very good goalie.
Absolutely. I wouldn't deny any of that.
And Chara's still around.
Chara's still around. So I think, honestly, with last
year. Tukarask is Tukarask.
Yeah. Might smash his stick, but anyway. And him and Pasternak will love coming into town. Just saying.
Oh, I get that reference. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot, they better be careful about Twitter, though.
That's just, you might get rubbed out in the corners.
Yeah.
Where was it? Last change. And if you score early on them or get so, the lead so on them.
2 minutes for tugging, done. Not the hooking. Anyway.
I think it's at least 30 minutes.
Oh, is it? You get a fine about $200.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. It's a good thing that radio station decided not to take us, didn't it?
Like they ever considered it. Oh, that one. Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that one. Anyway.
So, I do like our chances. I am not going to get cocky and arrogant about it this time.
Oh, no. But I do like our chances.
I am excited, and I'm kind of going to take a look at what my work schedule is for not this week, but next week.
Unplant that seed?
Kind of want to go on the road. Boston's an excellent city.
The lovely city, actually.
Yeah.
But don't walk around in a Sens sweater.
I know, eh?
Uh-uh. It's not Philadelphia, but don't do it. This is a city that's very, very...
Two beers here, two beers there.
Fiercely loyal to their teams, whether it's the Patriots, the Sox, or the Bruins.
Yeah.
Don't. It's not a good idea. To be completely honest, not a great idea. Not a terrible one, but not a great idea.
Granted, you heard me watch Columbus score and freak the hell out.
Now, this is coming from somebody who went to Cape Cod every year for an awful lot.
An excellent city. This would be a very nice time to go. Very nice.
It actually is. Because it can be brutal in summertime. Yeah. Brutally humid and hot.
Do you want to talk other series?
Oh, we can. Sure. I was going to say, we don't have a whole lot of notes, to be completely honest.
That's fine.
Do you want to go into...
Yeah, summary of the year, really.
This season exceeded my expectations.
Absolutely.
Which I had set early going... Because I didn't know much about this coach and how good he was at coaching, full credit to not just Guy Boucher, but the staff he has put together to implement the system that we have, penalty kill and power play aside, has far exceeded my expectations for how well this team can play. Because they are so good in goals against compared to last year. So good. Last year, we don't score as much as last year. But we don't give up nearly as many. We've gone from 28th, I think it was, in the league last year in goals against to 9th or 10th. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that.
No, I agree with it. This has been a successful regular season. Exceeded expectations. But don't park there and just take the rest off. I don't think they will.
Guy Boucher is capable of doing that.
But
he's just way too intense.
You've had an awesome regular season. Yeah. But keep it going.
For sure.
Keep pushing.
Now, I don't have a particular expectation in mind. I want to be entertained, and I really would like them to make it out of the first round, maybe even make it out of the second, depending on who the opponents are.
When we were high-flying, I was thinking we could do Final Four because it seemed like the Atlantic Division, we had their number. But
we'll see.
Now they've been a little inconsistent. They're dealing with injuries. I don't know.
We'll see. It all depends. I mean, by the time you get to the next round, you don't know who's injured on your team or who the opposition in the second round is.
That's just it.
So
one step at a time.
We'll take it as it goes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, now, honestly, it's one game at a time.
Other series? Let's talk other series. I don't even have them up.
So, Montreal Rangers.
That's going to be interesting.
Right now, because the Rangers are probably going to win tonight. So
the Rangers have been in coast mode for a while, which is either good or bad because you start picking up bad habits when you coast. But they are the Rangers, and you brought up a good point, Pan, is that they're always in the quarterfinals. They're always in the semifinals.
Also, with that, Montreal has 103 points. The Rangers, who are winning right now, I believe. I'm just going to double check this.
100.
They are winning. We'll have 102.
Yeah,
so 102.
Yes. Now, how did Montreal start the season?
Well, they started huge.
10-0.
Yeah. No, they only got to 9-0, but 13-2.
Yeah.
So you take out that first month.
They're not that good. The Rangers have been coasting a little bit, but the Rangers always coast because they're always in. So,
and they're getting older.
Yeah.
Rangers are a tough playoff team for sure.
Yes. Well, we've experienced that.
Yes.
They're an entertaining playoff team because the series we played against them, they were great series.
They were.
We didn't win them, but they were great series.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I really want in playoff hockey. I want intensity and excitement and bleeding ulcers and everything else that goes with it.
Bro, I just can't sleep.
So what's your prediction for Montreal and New York? Rangers.
That one's a really tough one for me to call. Honestly, it is. I think Montreal will prevail, but it will be 6 or 7.
I'm thinking Montreal in 7.
Yeah. It's going to be a long series. I don't think it's going to be a short one.
The Rangers on the road are 27-12-2.
Wow.
Wow.
What an incredible record.
That's astonishing.
Rangers in 5.
Wow.
Yeah, well, they could. It could go. It's a series that could either be short or long and could go either way. It is such a coin flip in the whole thing. I really don't know what to call it. That's why I said Habs in 7. I think they may take it. I'm not sure. It depends on whether Lundqvist can come back and be
Hank. He's not been great.
He hasn't been great lately. If he can come back and be King Henrik, then game on.
Washington, Toronto.
Washington in 3.
I was going to say Washington in 2 plus an overtime.
Yeah.
It's like as good as the Leafs will be, they don't have a chance.
Yeah, Slaughterhouse. Especially if
Washington's
don't get
got better again. Offense, has better defense,
has better goaltending. The end.
I really do think this is a sweep.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Penguins and Columbus.
Giddy up.
That is going to be good. I'd say Penguins in 5.
Yeah. Columbus is not playing well.
Columbus hasn't
right
been
now.
Playing well yeah. of
and,
late.
And you're going against Pitt.
It could be. Man. I think the games themselves will be entertaining, but I don't think Columbus has much of a shot, which is unfortunate, but there you go.
And Penguins are almost always most vulnerable in round one, too. Remember those times they play the Islanders and the Islanders almost upset them? But
Remember the time that they played Ottawa and Ottawa beat them? And stuff?
And Penguins?
And stuff.
The Penguins.
Yeah, but the Penguins back then are very much like how Toronto is now.
I know.
Yes, I know.
First-year players, yeah. Let me do the West because it's got to be set up in a certain way.
Okay.
Minnesota, St. Louis? Minnesota's trailing down.
Minnesota's trailing down. St. Louis has been middle grounding. They've been...
St. Louis is 7-1-2 in the last 10.
They've had some really weak opponents, though. They're not
bad.
Was
Minnesota one of them?
Nick,
who knows?
I don't know.
We don't watch West, right?
I still think Minnesota could make. I have a personal bias that I don't. I have a, you know, those people who really make you hate a team because they're such an obnoxious fan of them.
Are they from Toronto?
No, they're this actually.
And they may or may not work for Sportsnet.
They're actually from somewhere down east, and they're a Blues fan, and they just annoy me. So. I'd really like Minnesota to win this one. It's a toss up for me. I really
St. Louis and Minnesota are two great hockey cities too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long established too. I think it was very cool that in the last home game of the season, I think it was for Minnesota, Zach Parise went out in his dad's old Minnesota North Star sweater and helmet.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Very, very classy move there. So now, that series.
So there's that series. Toss. Now Edmonton is currently playing Vancouver. If they get a row in this,
it's Battle of Alberta, isn't it?
Yeah,
they get a regulation.
Thank you for stealing my thunder. But
you're welcome. It's what I do. Bah.
And if they don't,
landmine.
It's Edmonton, San Jose, Anaheim, Calgary. And I guess the other one's going to be Nashville, Chicago. Good luck, Nashville.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Again.
I feel sorry for Nashville now.
Yeah, Nashville, Chicago's like Vancouver, Boston.
Wow. Chicago
or is Dallas, just, Edmonton way back in the day.
Chicago is just so powerful. Calgary, Anaheim, or Calgary, Edmonton will be an interesting series because Calgary is, I think they're one of the teams that's coming up going, you don't,
what are we doing here?
You don't think much of me because I'm a wild card position, but they've been playing really well of late, really well. And they could.
All you got to do, who are they playing, Edmonton or Anaheim? All you got to do is tell Brian Elliott he's the guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye. Well, as it stands now, it would be Edmonton, San Jose, which could be a very interesting
series. But it all depends on this. Well, that's the last game right now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's being played as we speak, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, they just started. So we won't know.
We won't know. We'll see.
Yep. So I'm optimistic, but I'm cautious.
That's not a bad play. No, I mean that in all serious. Yeah. I'm optimistic.
It's like I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Entertain me and I. Yeah. Yeah.
Contain Marchand. Get under Tuca's skin a bit.
Get under Bergeron's skin a bit.
There's got to be a way to get under Marchand's skin.
Sure, there is. Oh, yeah. Zach Smith or Alex Burrows?
Yeah.
They'll just annoy him. And the guy just came off a two-game suspension. If he does something stupid, he'll get another two or three.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he will.
He'll get a one game at worst.
He'll get a one game, but still.
He'll decapitate somebody, he'll get one game. Because his playoff games are big, you know.
And he's a repeat offender a week after
he's got suspended. Repeat offender, so he got another two games after getting another two games.
Hey, if you get the two wins in that, that's half the
season. Exactly. He gets suspended two games, we get both wins?
One game at a time, and let's just hope no one gets hurt.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
Sends in six. No, I'll say five just because I want to be there.
I'd love to be at game five. Spend even more money.
All right. This computer's really got to go to hell.
All right. Shall we talk a little bit of email and stuff? Because we have email and stuff.
This computer's garbage.
In our last show, we had an emailer who said, Dave, enjoy my donation. And we were going, hey, we haven't seen anything from you.
Yeah.
And right after we finished recording, not 15 minutes after we had finished recording, it came through. So, Dave, thank you. That was very generous of you. It's much appreciated. I just wanted to get that one right off the bat that we had, we weren't giving them the gears or anything, but it was sort of the, okay, we should.
Did you pay the wrong guy?
Should probably clear the air on that one. So. The first email we have to read is from Taylor. You want to read that one?
Taylor.
Yes, from April 1st.
April Fools. I'll read it.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Battle of Ontario question. I was on YouTube earlier the other night watching a clip of the early 90s NHL draft when I heard that a trade between Quebec and Toronto almost happened that would have sent Joe Sakic to the Leafs for Felix Botvin. Ooh. After hearing that, I recalled that Detroit almost sent Steve Yzerman to the then expansion Ottawa Senators. That being said, how different would the Battle of Ontario have looked if Sakic and Yzerman were captains for these teams instead of Mats and Alfie? His question?
It's an interesting thought. I don't know how long Joe Sakic would have lasted in Montreal from the time of the expansion Ottawa Senators, or from Quebec and Toronto. Like, I mean, Montreal or Toronto tends to go through captains pretty quickly, other than Mats Sundin. And they lay latched onto him. But I don't know how long Joe Sakic would have lasted there. That said, Steve Yzerman, good Nepean boy there.
Good local boy.
Well, he played for the Nepean Raiders.
He did.
And there's an arena named after him at the Nepean Sportsplex. If he had been... thank you. It's really funny that I'm saying thank you before the sound clip plays because I see you reaching for it.
Well, you notice the touch is a little off there. Like I push it, it doesn't go, and I push again.
Hammer. I don't know. It would have been a very different... I think the teams themselves would have been a different makeup or a different philosophy or a different feel if it was Yzerman versus Sakic. It would have been entertaining.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to take anything out of what that rivalry was between Colorado and Detroit.
Huh.
That was
very good. That's what I mean.
It was incredible.
But that was a whole... There was the strength of the two teams as well, which wouldn't necessarily have been in the Ottawa end of it for the first while.
I don't know. This is a tough what if. What if Tugnet's glove didn't fall apart? What if Lalime actually could stop a beach ball in game 7?
But yeah, Sakic wouldn't have left or stayed in Toronto. They're flipping guys.
They were going through them so quickly. I don't think he would have lasted there all that long. No offense to Joe Sakic with that one.
And they probably wouldn't have gotten Sundin.
Well, they got Sundin from Quebec, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if Verratta didn't take a major penalty in game 6 in Ottawa?
Okay. With the what ifs.
Stop it! Are you making me watch these things?
So, it would an interesting question to which I don't really have much of an answer because it's just a little too big. But it's an interesting question to think about. So, hey, somebody else has an opinion, send it along. Mm. Next email from Steven. You want to read that one? Or are you too busy tweeting? Put your phone down.
Well, then I can't read.
Then he can't read. I know.
The sky is not falling. Thank you. Well, this is timely. Just wanted to say thanks for not proliferating the sky is falling narrative that's going on in the Sens online universe.
Lately. The sky was falling.
Sir, you did not have to deal with Canuck.
Yeah, it was falling.
I think at the time of your podcast, they were quite in trouble, but trending in the direction. Now they are definitely in trouble, but have a chance to pull out of it. Well,
they did. So
we need to record more often. Either way.
This is within a week.
This is within a week.
I know. Either way, honestly, didn't think that at the start of the season that the Sens would be finishing much higher than a wild card position. Yeah. So I'm already happy that they're likely going to make the playoffs.
Yep, they did. And they made the playoffs with home ice advantage, so.
Actually, this is kind of funny just talking about this because I was messaging with Craig from the Senators to try to figure out what the schedule would be.
Medallia?
Yeah.
That one, okay.
And so just the wording that we had, because this was before Ottawa clinched, the wording that we were using to ensure that we're not jinxing it, or we call it pulling a Bruins.
Playoff tickets on sale.
Yeah. 2 years in a row. They did.
That's right.
Idiots. Like you'd think you'd learn from the first time. But just the wording that we had, I'm like, in the case that the Ottawa Senators were to win home ice advantage, what days do you think that the building would be available?
Whoa. So if this might happen.
Yeah. Just.
Well, you're being careful.
I'm also extremely superstitious, right?
Before we move on, Stephen, the little avatar you have for I presume you use Gmail. It looks like I can't tell. You're in a boat, I think, and you might be fishing. So if you're fishing, I want to know what kind of fishing you're doing and what kind of lures you're using. Because I'm going trout fishing.
It's a phishing email. Yeah. Don't click on it.
I'm going fishing in 3 weeks. I just got a couple of new lures, which I'm very happy about. So
anyone need a beer?
I'm good for now, thank you. I'm having a honey brown lager, which is quite good. I'm quite impressed with it. Next one. Canuck, you want to read the one from...
You read David.
I'll read David? Okay. This is from David.
We only have 10 beers left, listeners.
Uh-oh. Warning. Warning. From David. Hi, Canuck, Cardinal, and Pan. By the way, Cardinal is spelled with a K, but that's all right. Go to the map and stick a pin in northern England, right up by Hadrian's Wall.
You go stick it!
I've been spurned into action after listening to your plans to get a map on the wall with all your global audience marked, and after listening to the original email from Around the World show, waiting for all the Brits to mail in. We've had a couple
Email a map!
We've had a couple of people from the UK either interact with us in Twitter.
We had a whole pile of
Wouldn't you say after the Brexit votes that all the Brits mailed it in? Yeah, set up my jokes better.
That also didn't really make sense.
Back to the email. I've been a listener since day one, as I was previously.
I don't think you understand how politics work sometimes.
Yeah. I've been a listener since day one, as I was previously an underground
jokes
listener.
Jokes are funny.
I know you were talking about the darker side of the internet, bringing out the bad side of people trolling, but without the internet, I couldn't follow the Sens from over here, listen to you guys, and watch them on YouTube. What about bringing the Capital Cup to London? We have an NFL. We have the NFL playing over here every year now, and the Toronto Wolfpack rugby team are over here regularly playing games. I'm sure we could generate a much bigger crowd for a game or two than Phoenix or Glendale. All right, fair enough. Perhaps you could use your influence with Mr. Bettman. We have influence with Mr. Bettman. Anyway, keep up the good work. Love the show. Go Sens.
Again, like anyone listens to this.
Thank you, David. So he's up in the north of England by Hadrian's Wall. There's an excellent reference. I like that reference. Hadrian being one of the five good emperors of the Roman Empire. So I have to admit, I will come clean on this one. I meant to get a map, and I still haven't got around to doing it because I so rarely have time to myself. But it is on my list of things to do, and we will be putting it up. And hopefully, if I get one and we have a chance to put it up, we'll take a picture of it so you can see the studio and the map on the wall and bright little dots of something.
And David, how are you watching games on YouTube?
Moving on. Let's not give the young gentleman a hard time. That would be a bad idea. But thank you for the email.
People do post them.
Yeah.
Oh. You're just never going to watch a 3.5-hour YouTube clip.
Oh.
Well, I have, actually. Well,
Mark Stone again.
Mark Stone again. Yes.
Time and time and time. Oh,
that was such an amazing game to watch over and over and over. Because you want to watch the whole thing. Because after the first period, I remember going, all right, well, I guess it's over. I guess that, it's been magical. And then it came back and came back. So thank you for writing to us, David.
I love this picture of this kid picking his nose.
Thank you for that. Next one. Let's keep going.
One more.
I know you have an early morning flight tomorrow.
Oh, geez, yeah.
This is from Adam.
Yeah, I'll read Adam's. It's about Harper. Got to say, I'm pretty pleased with Harper after two games. Small sample size, I know. What I like best is that you don't hear his name. I found this year that until he got hurt, you never heard Mathot's name either. In fact, I'd go entire games and wonder if he'd even played. That's what I like in my stay-home D, unless they're mixing it up. Thoughts?
Well, I've been very pleased over the past couple of games, and quite a number of people in mainstream media have also been commenting on how steady Harper has been since he came in. Basically, they're noting, there was a couple of people I noticed noting that Binghamton is actually turning into a production system for NHL quality players, specifically defensemen. But sometimes they take a few years because they're later round picks. They're not first round picks. They take a little while. Clayson, Harper.
Caveat, we rush all the first round, you're nearly picked defensemen.
True. That's part of the problem. But the later round ones are actually coming out pretty well because Freddie Clayson has been just fine. He struggled a bit at the beginning of the year, but he practiced and practiced and practiced, and he bit his time, and he was, a good guy about it. He wasn't sulking. He wasn't moping. He was no problem, and they've signed him for next year, and he's been fine. And Harper, he's only played, 4 or 5 games since he came up?
Yeah, something like that.
It's been great.
Yeah, I'm surprised as to how good he's been.
And he's a very good skater. He's a good puck handler, and he's 6'6", and he's big.
Mm-hmm.
Even playing on his offside, last game, he was fine.
And he had one hell of a clear.
Yeah.
Like the net was open and empty and just...
Yeah.
And he just calmly cleared out the puck.
Yeah.
Which was, he looked even more calm than Cody Ceci has a lot of this season.
So, hey, if we happen to lose somebody to, if we happen to lose a defenseman to the expansion draft.
Well, first we got Freddie.
It's not a panic mode.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which is, even going into the playoffs, oh my God, we have no depth on D. We do.
We do.
We do. And when was the last time we said that?
Yeah, we need to stop trading for Calgary's defensemen.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like Phaneuf?
No, well, that was Toronto.
Well, originally.
Yoki Paka and Seelhoff.
Well, Seelhoff was whatever.
We lost a guy for a full year because of him.
Yeah, but that was a...
And Yoki Paka is apparently terrible. Like, I didn't see any of them.
Coach doesn't trust him,
and that's fine. Yeah. Okay, whatever. We got a second
round.
Which
doesn't matter, right? Because we're just trying to get something else.
And exactly.
It's the right move to make.
Seelhoff was traded for...
Chiasson.
So that's not really a downgrade. It didn't work out, but it's not really a downgrade. But it's
Seelhoff for Chiasson and MacArthur's year.
Yeah. Fair enough. But I mean, that was a freak play.
On Harper, there was a really nice gesture. And what was it?
Last minute of play?
No. What game was it? I believe it was the Red Wings game? Or was it the Bruins game? Anyway, Harper made a mistake, didn't clear the puck out, resulted in a goal. The coach put him right back out there for the next shift.
I remember when anyone would do that with Paul McLean except for Cowan?
Yeah.
Bench for the rest for 20 minutes.
Well, then the coach obviously believes in him. And I mean, our coach, I'd say, our coach is a pretty shrewd...
I think that's Crawford that handles the D2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's got
the bench. The coaching staff has a pretty shrewd grasp on what's going on, and I've been very pleased with what they've done. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried. It sounds really bad to say. I'm not worried if Mark Mathot isn't ready. I'd like him to be, but if he needs a week, maybe another two games not playing to be more ready, then take them.
Be real careful.
Take them.
Yeah.
But it feels very strange to say
We'll just carterize the thing and let's go.
Well, never know.
It might come to that. He got engaged, by the way. Congratulations.
Yes, he did. Congratulations to him. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
And going in regards to notice or not noticing these guys, like Mathot, I don't think I noticed Chris Phillips between 1995 to 2009.
And that's his job.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to notice him.
You didn't notice him until he started pointing. And
well, you pointed
no,
it
no,
out.
No, 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 no. There was the year of hell, I think it was. He cleared it. He kept passing it in the middle of the ice, and the other team would intercept and score. And at that point, it's just like, what are you doing?
Right.
And I swear to God that he was pointing to direct CC, because I've never noticed him do it before that.
Maybe.
One more quick email note. Stu,
Thank
you for the donation, because that's going to go in here as well. I'm tapping the beer fridge. So, Stu, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. It's very kind of everybody, and I try to acknowledge everybody, but it is very kind. It's humbling. I've said that before, but it is humbling that people actually want to donate money to this, because I still don't understand why people want to listen to us.
I don't.
Honestly. I haven't listened to the last episode yet. I've been meaning to, but I haven't yet.
But yeah, listeners, let's get this interactive a little bit more. I know it's playoffs. Yeah. We're hoping, and depends, I guess, what time the game ends.
For what, Wednesday?
For Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, I can go semi late, but we'll see.
You have a semi?
A tractor. You better be saying tractor trailer and not a semi.
Triple overtime.
At that point, like, never mind.
That's fine. I'm yeah. I don't.
You have Wi-Fi yet?
No.
I hope to God you're not paying for that service, because it's been like 18 months.
Thursday, I can go late Wednesday, because my Thursday is a late day, is a late evening. So
okay, yeah, so we'll see.
We can record at midnight.
You've got the kids too.
Yeah, well, they'll Wednesday. Be home by then.
All right, we'll figure something out.
Kids go sleep upstairs. Dad's got to record a podcast.
This is all assuming that we need an emergency episode on Wednesday. We'll have to see.
Oh, that's previously we've been geared.
I'm not coming out here on every single. I'm not coming out here on every single game. I don't have that kind of time.
I know. Well, this week's really tough for you.
Yeah, this is a very busy week for me. Like,
no, we'll see.
75, 80 hour work week. Well, work and commitments. Let's just put it that way. So you want to set up the schedule for the week to come?
I'm assuming Wednesday, 7:30, I hope.
And then next one?
Saturday, I would assume it's 7.
And
granted, we're not playing the Leafs, so it might be like 9 a.m. or some bullshit.
We're going to put them in the afternoon.
2 o'clock. Oh, one note on that. The Rangers game that was at 12:30, that was kind of the one anomaly of the season. Had it that early?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
No,
that particular Saturday, it was a good Saturday. Yeah. It was a warm weather.
Were you at that game?
Yeah.
Okay, were you?
It was kind of neat walking in. It went without the jacket. It was slightly cool, but it was doable. You've been doing
that since February, though.
No, but it was nice. You come out and the light was still on. I liked it just for that one time. It was neat.
Yep.
Do you agree?
Well, the killer was on the afternoon games before was that they were at 2.
Well, how stupid were the concessions and so on by everybody trying to get there and have
a lunch? I tanked up before I went.
Okay. Really? Okay. Hip flasks, they're a wonderful thing. Especially if you get them made out of carbon fiber so they don't set off metal detectors. Anyway. So that's the first two games. And now, because it's coming up, next week is incredibly busy for me especially, and I freely admit this. We're not sure when we're going to be back. Not that that's anything new, but we'll see. Well, it's the playoffs, so we'll try and be back as often as we possibly can.
We're totally getting an afternoon game on Saturday just for NBC, aren't we?
Yeah, but I'm.
Yeah, it might be an essence.
I can't do an afternoon. I can do late evening.
You work Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Oh no, it's.
No, I'll just say the Sens are going to get an afternoon.
Yeah. Game. Yeah. Well, holy no, Saturday.
It is what it is. Game three, so it's not a pivotal game, but
Saturday's game two.
Two.
Oh, sorry, this Saturday. Yeah. Yes.
It may be 11 o'clock at night when I could record on Saturday.
Watch them do game
maybe
two.
Maybe the game will end around then.
We'll see.
Watch them do game two Saturday. I think game three will be Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
No, it might be like a Saturday afternoon and then Sunday night. Again, it doesn't matter because both teams are playing each other.
Yeah, Sunday is Easter, right. So I'm going to be totally unavailable. I'm going to be stuffing myself with food and looking forward to it, might I add. And then fishing season starts on the 28th of April. I can't wait.
Oh, please don't leave.
I'm going. Oh. I'm going. The 28th of April, so I am so up there.
We never get traction. Anyway.
Because it's more important.
Oh, you're so wrong again.
It's so important. I need to be out of the city. I need to be up on a lake with a fishing pole. I've been waiting for this since
September. You've been working on it.
I've been waiting for this since September because I didn't get to fish on the weekend that closed trout season. So I'm going to be fishing on the weekend that opens it.
I've been waiting for the playoffs in September.
Even if there's ice on the lake I normally fish at, we've already got a backup plan for another one. And I've got lined up a side-by-side four-wheeler to get us up there. Yes, this is how much I plan.
No, I honestly think it was since August or whenever the rookie thing must have been in August, if not July.
The rookie tournament's in August.
Not the tournament, after the draft and the guys come into town.
Rookie camp, sorry.
Rookie camp, yeah. Is even at that point, I was like, I looked at the team, we talked to the coach, as we've discussed previously. It's like, you know what, I think this is going to be a playoff team. And I've got somewhat of a variable work and seasonal things, or you can make it seasonal. So I just overloaded during the season.
Well, it makes sense.
So it's there's hoping this goes far.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Just tell your friends, guys.
Yes.
It's a fun. Well, hopefully it's a fun show.
Yeah.
You're listening to it for some reason.
If you like it, give us a great review.
Five stars.
Tell your friends about it. If you see something on Twitter you like, retweet it.
Tell three friends. Let them tell you three. You know, tell three friends. Make sure that all of you send in money.
Wow,
it's a triangle of fun.
And we always like hearing from you. I mean, we did. Yes. We had a couple of emails tonight, and it really is entertaining. Not just finding out where you are, but bringing up something that we may not have thought about. Because Lord knows half the stuff that we talk about comes from email, at least. Because I can't think of nearly enough stuff to talk to. So email us at podcast@sensecollapse.com, or if you prefer, call the waiver wire at 1-844-SCU-6565. I'm Cardinal on behalf of Panic Canuck. Thank you very much for listening. The playoffs are on. Good night.
Woohoo!
All in. I was young.